Good morning, lasers. It's Emily Machado here, and we have a very special guest, Kylie Evans from Marshfield, Massachusetts, a country star. Hello, Kylie. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. You guys are all decked out for Halloween in here.
I know. If you guys didn't know, there's a Creeps and Ghouls dance.
Spiderwebs.
Yeah, there's going to be spiderwebs and spiders, eyeballs.
Skeletons.
Lots of skeletons.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. So thank you again so much for being here, Kylie. It's great to have you here. That was Johnny Depp.
It was.
That we just played.
Well, not actually Johnny Depp, but that's my song called Johnny Depp.
And it is a beautiful song, guys.
Thank you.
I encourage you to download it on iTunes because it is on iTunes. So if you all know what iTunes is, I suggest that you download it. So let's start from the beginning. What made you pick up that guitar in the first place?
Oh man, I have no idea. I really don't. I'm just kidding. I grew up in a musical family. My dad, you know, played to my sister and I when we were very young. I remember when we were young, in order, you know, to use it as bribery to get my sister and I in bed, my dad would come up and play songs. But he wouldn't come up until after we were in our pajamas and had our teeth brushed and everything. So he'd come up and play to us. That's kind of, you know, how I started. Actually, it's kind of funny because some of my favorite songs now are the songs he used to play to us, you know, when we were falling asleep. But grew up in a musical family. My younger sister plays the guitar as well. She's like kind of a little like guitar prodigy child, and she's awesome. But I didn't actually start playing the guitar really seriously until college. And I went to college for 2 years for engineering, and that has nothing to do with music at all. And I started, you know, I guess I brought my guitar to engineering school, to college with me, because I was missing my family and I was missing my dad. I'm really close with my dad. So I thought that by bringing his guitar with me to college, that would make me feel better and feel closer to him, which it did. And, you know, having it there, I started to kind of fool around on it. And I was actually, you know, I've always been kind of a creative-minded person, and I started writing poetry when I was in college as well. So by some chance, put them together, put the singing, which I've always been a singer, and the guitar playing, which I was just picking up, and the poetry writing, which was sort of like my outlet, put it all together and like started writing these little songs. So after 2 years of engineering school, I was on a semester break. And somebody told me, hey, there's this contest that CMT is putting on, which is the Country Music Television, and you should do it. It's an original song contest, and you have to make a homemade music video. So I was like, all right, I could do that. I'm bored. I have nothing to do. So I gave it a try, and I ended up getting top 60 out of like a couple thousand applicants, and a clip of my homemade music video aired on national television, and I never went back to school after that.
That's wild. I wouldn't go back to engineering school either. So can you build me a guitar? Like,
what? Oh my God. I want to do that so bad. It's like on my bucket list, build my own guitar.
Yeah. I mean, you're an engineer, whatever that means.
That means I'm smart. No, I'm just kidding. That's so obviously why I'm not there.
So you would say that your dad is really big influence on you.
Huge influence. I wouldn't be playing the guitar or singing if it wasn't for him. I think. Well, I can't really say that, but
so like when kids like got like dessert, you got like a guitar played, like song played to you.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so.
So it was like your dessert.
I guess.
Like,
yeah.
When you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Like, well, instead of a bedtime story, you can.
You
have
usually don't eat dessert after you brush your teeth anyway.
You don't know the way I live.
But yeah, no, like bedtime stories. He used to sing us my one favorite that I still make him play. And I think he feels stupid when I ask him to play it now. But he plays The House at Pooh Corner by Loggins and Messina, which is, you know, he wrote the song that's like the soundtrack for Winnie the Pooh.
Wow.
And my dad used to play that for us when we were little. And I still make him play it now just because it's like the most awesome song in the world. And it's just reminds me of bedtime.
Wow. Yeah, I love Winnie the Pooh. So you play songs. Obviously.
Yes.
And you're also a songwriter.
Yes.
That's great.
Both, actually, yeah.
That is great.
That's
really awesome. Would you say you had, like, a favorite song that you've written or that you've played or that you like to play? Like, doesn't matter. By anyone, like, by you, your dad?
Well, that's a tough question. If you were going to ask me which one of, you know, a song in general that's not my song, I would have to say Danny's Song, also by Loggins and Messina, that my dad also used to play when we were young. And my dad and I are actually going to be playing that song tomorrow night at the Beale House in Kingston, Mass. If anyone out there is interested, my dad and I are putting on a special little performance. But if you were going to ask me a favorite song that I wrote, I think I'd have to say I wrote this song called Papa's Song, and I think I'm going to be playing that in a little while acoustically here in the studio. And I wrote that song about my grandfather, and I, you know, I asked him a random question in the middle of the day, and he gave me an answer that I wasn't expecting, and so I wrote a song about it. And I'd say it's my favorite because every time I play it, I think of him, and that song really never gets old. Like, some of my songs I'm playing, on, you know, I'm playing around, and I'm playing at radio stations, and it gets old playing the same song over and over again, but, you know, that one doesn't seem to wear out just because I think it has a lot of meaning to me.
Well, that's awesome. Did you want to give us a little sample of it? Did you want to play it?
Or? Do you want me to play it now? I can play it now. Yeah, definitely. All right, yeah. Well, since I already did the intro, here, let me stand up in this little studio.
All right,
in
lasers.
The spooky studio. So this song, as I was saying, I wrote the song about my grandfather, and we were sitting watching a baseball game one day, and it was a commercial break, and I asked him if he'd ever been in love before, other than the woman that he, you know, married and spent his life with. And he told me this really long story about how, you know, he met a woman back when he was in the service. He was stationed down in Texas, and they had big plans, and, you know, they were going to spend their lives together, and those plans kind of fell through, and I loved it, so I wrote a song about it. It's called Papa's Song.
I was 10 years old, skipping home from school. The dirt was the lava, but the sidewalk was cool. It was visiting day for me and Grandpa, sitting in his chair with our feet on the stool. I said, Papa, can you tell me about the greatest love you ever knew? I just wanna hear a story like the one that I'm reading with Dad at night. We're on chapter 2, and he told me the story of a girl he met while he was stationed down in Texas. They fell in love, but he had to go home to East Coast, Massachusetts. He told her, please don't cry, I'll send for you, just let me get and save a few. It's been 48 years and he thinks of her every day and wonders what his life would be like. Yes, he wonders what his life would be like. I was 22, but there's never a good age to have your heart ripped into. I had to beg the nurse down on my knees. I know it's after hours, but can I see him, please? I said, Papa, can you tell me about the greatest heartbreak you ever knew? I just need to know that time will heal. I'll get through. And he told me the story of a girl he met while he was stationed down in Texas. They fell in love, but he had to go home to East Coast, Massachusetts. He told her, please don't cry, I'll send for you, just let me get home and save a few. It's been 54 years and he thinks of her every day and wonders what his life would be like. Yes, he wonders what his life would be like. And you must be wondering why I'm telling this story to you. Well, I think I'll probably have some grandkids someday too. And it's our story I'll be telling to them. Yes, it's our story I'll be telling to them. It's the story of a love that never got the chance to finish. He was a traveling man and he left me behind in East Coast, Massachusetts.
That was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
So guys, if you're just tuning in, we're with Kylie Evans and she will be playing that featured song, Papa's Song, at the Beale House on Friday.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Oh my God, tomorrow's Friday, lasers. Hooray! It's at 222 Main Street, which is Route 106 in Kingston, Mass. So if you guys want to check out a really good artist and a really cool dad, you should come check it out. All right, so, you know, Papa's Song, it's influenced by... obviously, your papa.
My papa, my grandfather. Sometimes people are confused. They think that by papa I mean my dad, but my papa is actually, my grandfather. Yeah. Call my dad.
Yeah, me too. Does somebody influence you in order to write your songs, or is that kind of...
Well, it's like, it seems, that it's a different sort of creative process for every different song. Sometimes, it's usually based off some, spark of an idea that I had, whether it's, either I'm sitting down at my guitar fooling around with chords and I come up with a really cool chord progression or, some weird fingering that I like and I'll, turn it into a song, or it's a lyric that I, thought of. A lot of times I dream about melodies and stuff. Like I'll wake up with melodies in my head. I know.
You're a real artist. That's real.
I guess so.
I dream about cupcakes. Like cupcakes. I'm a real eater.
I dream about cupcakes and spaghetti.
I love spaghetti. You're so right.
No, I always carry a voice recorder with me and paper and pencil, and wherever I am, whatever the idea is. Sometimes it's a song concept or a lyric or chord or a melody. Whatever it is, I write it down, and sometimes it ends up being junk, and I can't tell you how many terrible songs I've written where I wrote it and I'm like, wow, yeah, this is great. This is a good idea. People are going to love this. And then I'll go back a week later and be like, what was I thinking? You know what I mean? So I've definitely written a lot of terrible songs, so that I've gotten, a couple out of it that people seem to like. I'm happy.
So other than dad, what other musical artists kind of influenced you or do you look up to, I guess?
All right. Well, so, as I was saying before, my dad's a pretty big influence in my life when it comes to music. When it comes to life in general, my dad's a big influence. But I grew up listening to, I didn't grow up listening to country music, really. I grew up listening to stuff like Loggins and Messina and, Crosby, Stills and Nash and Neil Young and the Allman Brothers and stuff like that. So it wasn't really until high school my dad got tickets to see a Vince Gill concert. And he brought me and I was like, all right, let's go check out this old guy, singing country music. I really didn't know. I was kind of ignorant, but I went, and Sugarland actually was opening up for Vince Gill down at the South Shore Music Circus, or the Cape Cod Melody Tent, one of the two. Uh-huh. And this was, before anyone ever knew who Sugarland was. And I fell in love with it. And then they went and they were amazing. And then Vince Gill went and I was like, oh my God, I've been missing out. This stuff is awesome, So I like to think that I grew up on what I grew up on. You can't change that. Pretty much what your parents listen to. But then I really have grown a loving for country music, and I kind of mash them together. I like to think I have a little bit of both.
So you are an engineer. Well, you didn't like country music. But look at you now. So it wasn't something that, you were born with a guitar in your hand. Well, in your family, you were. It was.
Well, it was around, but I really didn't start playing the guitar until, I'd say, 2 years ago, I started playing the guitar.
That's great.
Thank you.
So, was there ever a time where you thought, I'm just a girl from Marshfield, how would anyone listen to my stuff? How am I ever going to make it?
I mean, I think any musician would think something like that, and, they lie if they're telling you that they don't, because the thought definitely has crossed my mind. But I think that the people that are successful are the people that are really doing it because they love it and they don't care. I know I don't need much to live off of, and I know I'm going to be happy with, whatever, and I don't mind living out of a car, out of a suitcase, and, that stuff like that's not really important to me. And I'm really doing it because I love music, and there's no other option for me, Engineering was sort of a trial and error type thing, and sometimes that happens in a life. We're expected to know what we want to do when we're 18, and I just think that's ridiculous. So as long as you figure it out sooner or later, I think that as long as you're passionate about it, that you should just follow it and do it.
So it's a really good thing that you stuck with it, because your career has skyrocketed. Explain your success. I think being on a radio station, other than this one because this is really great, is really
awesome. Of course
awesome.
It's great. It's awesome. Any radio station's great.
Yeah.
But
So what have you been featured on? Like, you've been on the news, right?
I was on Fox 25 Morning News this past summer. I was featured at International Women's Day in Boston. We played. That was a fun one. Doing Runway USA, which is coming up. That's like kind of a bigger fashion show. But as far as radio stuff, I've been getting airplay on a handful of New England radio stations and some commercial stations. I'm actually the only unsigned artist being played on Cat Country, which is
wow.
one of the major country stations in New England. And so I'm pretty pumped up about all the stuff that's coming my way, and I love it. And so even college stations and stuff like that is awesome for me. So it helps out, and I appreciate it.
So I know that you have just shot an amazing video called Johnny Depp. How fun was it shooting a real music video? Like, I make music videos in my room, but just because I like to, but that's fun. How was it, like, real cameras and real everything? It's real. Guys, please check it out at YouTube. It's Johnny Depp on YouTube. You got to watch it. Me and my roommate have listened to it. Like, she's right there. She can attest to that. And it's just great. I mean, how was that?
Oh, it was awesome. I have to say, it was a very hot day, and I had somebody following me around all day with a roll of paper towels, and I'm, like, terribly sorry for him, but he got that job, and it was a really hot day.
You're sweating a lot.
Oh yeah.
You're sweating
a
lot.
Yeah. And we shot a couple shots inside, but we filmed most of the video outside in the sun. And part of the video is like me driving around in a Jeep Wrangler with the top off. And you got to drive around for a while in order for them to get the shots that they need. And we filmed down on the beach and everything. So it was a hot day, but overall we had there was a really good crew there that day, and everyone kind of brought something, whether it was like humor or food, or paper towels, But no, it was an awesome day, and I can't wait to shoot another one.
What's your next step?
Well, I believe that the next song we're going to do, since we did Johnny Depp and that's sort of the upbeat kind of rocking kind of song, I think the next one we're probably going to do is Papa's Song, the one I just played, and it's going to be more of a stripped down, low-key music video. So I think that'll probably be the next one.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm sure it'll be great. If you guys didn't hear me the first time, Johnny Depp is actually on iTunes. On iTunes. This is legit. This is Kylie Evans, and she's legit. She's on iTunes, and she's on YouTube. So you guys gotta check it out. So I also heard that you're a great joke teller.
Oh my god.
Like, can you just tell me a joke?
No, I'm not a great joke teller.
That's what I heard.
The joke is that along with the musical inspiration that I got from my dad, I also got his corny sense of humor. And we make up these really bad jokes and try to outdo each other, I guess. But the ones I made up this week are now you already know these, so it's gonna be
I don't
be
know
stupid,
anything. But, just to, I
okay.
don't know.
Why don't candles get hairy?
Why don't candles get hairy? Does anyone know? Does anyone know why candles don't get hairy? No one knows. Please tell me.
It's because they wax.
They wax. Do you get it? They wax.
Ah, no one's laughing. Oh, God. Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah, another one.
All right, this next one, you'd only understand if you were, a camper. My family's also, very into, outdoorsy activities. Uh-huh. You'd only understand this if you're a camper, and if you're not, then I don't expect you to get it. But what do tents eat for dinner?
What do they eat for dinner? I have no idea.
Steaks.
You get it, guys? Steaks.
Do you get it?
Tents, steaks. Do you get it? No. It's funny.
Okay,
it's
that's
if you think about it.
See, that's what the joke is that my jokes are really not funny. But I try to make them up anyways because, I don't know, I enjoy it.
Anyway.
Side hobby.
What do you think sets you apart from other aspiring country artists out there?
That is such a tough question. What sets me apart? I don't know. I mean, every separate artist that you ask this question is going to have some kind of I'm just a little bit different, and that's what, sets me aside. I don't know. I'm going to be honest and say I don't know the answer to that question. Like I said, before, I'm doing it because I love it, and if there's something that sets me aside, I'm not aware. I don't know. I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm doing whatever comes out of me and hoping that, people are going to enjoy it, and so far it seems to be working out. So that's what sets me aside is that I don't
know.
That's
good.
And I tell corny jokes.
They're funny. So one just thing to wrap this up, Kai, do you have any advice, or what advice would you give to boys and girls that love music but don't have enough confidence to think that they can make it?
I think that whatever it is, whether it's music or, whatever major you're in or whatever you've decided, that your passion is, whatever is really, knocking at your door, it's the hardest thing to do you know, it took me so long to figure this out, is to figure out whatever it is that you're passionate about, to just, like, follow it and get on the train. Like, wherever it goes, it might lead to another train, or it might lead to a station. Then you have to get off at the station. You have to, like, walk 10 blocks and get on another train. Like, whatever the case is, that might not have made sense, but it makes sense in my own mind. As long as you, you know, as long as you take a step forward, it's going to bring you to where you're supposed to be. So I might, you know, be in music now. I'm pretty confident that I'll, you know, end up somewhere in music still. But, you know, I think the key is to be open and not to get your mind so set on one specific thing, to just kind of be open and follow it and have faith that it's going to bring you to where you're supposed to be.
That's great. That's really good advice. Well, Kylie, I want to thank you so much for being here. Lasers, thank you so much for listening. Did you want to leave us with a song, another favorite song, or?
You want to play another song?
Yeah, I want you to play a million songs.
All right. Let me play, back up. I will play. All right, so I'm going to play, this is actually my new single, and, let's see, all right.
All right, guys, you have been listening to LaSalle College Radio.
I'll be the devil on your shoulder tonight. Oh, oh.
Thank you so much for being here, Carly. That was awesome. You're listening to Kylie Evans. If you guys want to find out more, you can go on KylieEvans.com, Facebook, or Twitter. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we're going to leave you with Johnny Depp again, because I just love this song. It's just my favorite. I just love it. I'm sorry. Like, I just love it. I love
how enthusiastic
it a lot.
You are.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
You got a little lie stuck in your teeth, but I won't tell you. I just keep on letting you think you're the most charming thing that I've ever seen. Hey, and how many times will it take for me to get it right? Hey, and how many nights will I wait by my windowsill until you fall? Johnny.